Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. And with us on the telephone is Peter Winkler. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Chaim, would you like to explain to our listeners
why
Peter is with us?
So a couple of weeks ago, we posed a problem that involved how to rip off your local NPR radio host. We were in the middle of a fundraiser, Peter, and so
you had me take my 8 coins out of my pocket. It was a variety, some quarters, some nickels, some pennies. And the deal was I could go first, but I had to pick this random selection of coins from either end. I couldn't pick from the middle.
You could choose, right. And then the question was, how can the first player always win if they know what they're doing? And so here we have on the line Peter Winkler to explain the answer.
Is it possible that the first person can always win, Peter?
Yes, it is possible. The first person can always win. But it's a very tricky problem. It's tempting to try to figure out the optimum strategy for each player. And it's actually quite difficult to do that. It, in general, involves something called dynamic programming. But there is a strategy for the first player, which is an easy strategy, and while it's not optimal, it will guarantee the first player at least a draw. And to see what that strategy is, let's imagine that the coins are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8 in the line.
Okay.
Now, observe that the first player, if he wishes, can take all the odd-numbered coins. He starts by taking coin 1. And then the second player only has a choice between 2 and 8.
Right.
Whichever he takes, the first player can take the next odd coin. And each time, the second player is only left with a choice of 2 even coins. So by doing this, the first player guarantees that he's going to end up with coins 1, 3, 5, and 7. Now, that might not be very good, but the first player can also choose to take all the even coins by starting with coin number 8, and then always taking the exposed even coin. So he has a choice between taking all the odd coins and all the even coins, and one of those choices must add up to at least half the money.
So this same strategy would have worked for 8 or 10 or 50 or 100?
That's right, for any even number of coins. It's rather curious that you would think that the first player would have more of an advantage if there were an odd number of coins, because then the first player actually gets more coins than the second player. But that's not the case. Because of this strategy, it's much better to be the first player if there's actually an even number of coins.
So we got this from this terrific puzzle from your book, Mathematical Puzzles, A Connoisseur's Collection. And how do you come up with the puzzles in here? How do you think about these?
Well, a minority of them are my own invention. Most of them are puzzles that I've collected over the years. Puzzles move around among mathematicians and computer scientists, much like jokes travel around.
So do you have another puzzle that you would like to share with us?
I actually have another puzzle involving coins on the table.
Okay.
Okay, suppose that you've got a rectangular table in front of you.
Okay.
And suppose that you can place 100 quarters on the top of the table.
Mm-hmm.
No two overlapping. And in such a way that you can't squeeze any more quarters on. Okay, so there's no room for placing an additional quarter without overlapping a previous quarter.
Without one resting on the other in some manner.
That's right.
Okay.
And there's not even room to slide a quarter onto the edge of the table in such a way that it stays on but doesn't overlap a previous quarter. Now, your problem is to prove that if you can do this, then you could take the 100 quarters off the table and replace them with 400 overlapping quarters, which completely cover every point of the table.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to put the 100 quarters on, they're not going to overlap, and there's no more room.
Right.
Now slide those off, and I'm going to be able to prove that I can cover the same table with 400 overlapping quarters.
No gaps.
Exactly.
And no gaps. And I can prove this.
You can indeed.
Okay. Well, thanks, Peter.
Those of you listening who can prove this, please send the proof to mathfactor@uark.edu.